Former Australian Test cricketer Mike Whitney appeared in Brisbane Magistrate Court yesterday, charged with the possession of cannabis. What do you make of it?
It's amazing, isn't it? And I thought Greg Matthews was the only ex-cricketer on drugs.
But what are they taking? Mm. Where are they getting it?
I believe the players have actually been smoking Greg Matthews' hairpiece. Greg was scalped in a Daring Dawn raid by police, who estimate the hairpiece has a street value of $1.4 million. Sniffer dogs are being used right now and will hopefully lead police to the head of Graham Yallop, who's also believed to be involved in this strand-by-strand dope smuggling operation. It's interesting, Tone. The police have been keeping an eye on some of the Australian cricketers for some time now,
really?
Under suspicion of drugs. So Steve Waugh, anyone who refuses to get out of their whites and the baggy green cap for 3 weeks after the game's finished, tell me he hasn't been helping himself to a few prize buds from the Matthews noggin.
There's Dieta, splashed across today's paper, pleading guilty to possessing 5 bags of cannabis, or, if I may use its official scientific name, Wacky Tobacky.
What would you give to be that magistrate, Tone? That'd be great, wouldn't it? You'd be looking at Dieta going, now let me see, Summer Bay or Long Bay? Dieta in jail. He's a good-looking young boy, isn't he, Tone? I'm thinking, popularity is pretty good if you say at an awards night. In H Division, though, it could be a bit of a bugger. Not that there'd be much of a change in lifestyle for Dieta. It'd be much the same as life in Summer Bay, except, well, instead of sharing a bed with, say, Angel, he'll be bunking down with your Mark Chopper Reed. Well, I don't think you have to wait for Chopper to fill in his TV Week coupon to find out just how popular you are with him.